All right.
Call meeting to order. At 7:31. Any modifications to the agenda?
No modifications.
Discuss emergency management. What do we need to discuss?
We need to discuss someone that's actually interested in taking the coordinator position. Victor's here for that.
I got it.
We like you on there.
We've been trying to find someone forever.
Don't live in it till we sign the form.
Lock the door. Yeah, it's on form. I don't think it's just a.
Yeah.
Just the point. Anyway. So I don't know if you want to discuss anything about it or. You got questions or anything?
So I contacted Alyssa Sabeto. She told me that I need to update forms, obviously, the localized emergency management plan and also the hazard mitigation plan. And when I did firefighter 1 and 2 this past year, and while I was doing that, I took hazardous materials, and my instructor was absolutely awesome. His name is Bob Merlino. He's on the hazmat team, but he's also the emergency management coordinator for the town of Paulet. So I was talking to him about this, and he just said, the way he has it set up, he's got a team. He works with himself, the fire chief, the Department of Highway, and also the chairman of the select board. That's the four people on his team. And he said there's a grant. He hopes it's still available. We're going to find out to do the hazard mitigation plan. It cost him about $8,000. He said it was well worth it. They did a great job on it, and it was completely updated. There's a grant for that. He thinks there's a grant for that, so I'll have to check in with Alyssa, I guess, to find out about that. He also said, Victor, he's like, look, I have all this stuff. He's like, you can basically, I'll help you do it. So I just figured he'd be a great resource to help get it started.
We kind of need somebody. It's I don't want to say it's a thankless job, but it's a busy job. Once you get into it, depending on how into it you want to get, you can go to meetings 2-3 times a week and paperwork and books and everything else, so nobody's really been interested.
I've already taken a couple of the classes from doing the Firefighter 1 and 2, the ICS 100, 200, and I think there's a couple others that I've already done.
Yeah.
So it's really not, there's a few more for me to do to become, I guess, the state recognized emergency management coordinator director.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you want it. We need somebody.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you want a motion? Is that how?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion that we appoint Victor as the master of disaster.
It's all your.
Thank you.
I don't know how they. I'm not sure how they still do the plan when you get into it. They used to need. They used to want a lot of information as far as like our equipment goes.
Okay, that's right.
So let me know if they still use that same format, and I could get it to you. They used to call it resource typing.
Okay.
So that way, everybody around here knows what size trucks, what size equipment, and how much.
I forward most of the active plans that they're outdated a little bit. At least they've expired.
Yeah.
But all that information.
We've updated some stuff since then, so I can just let you know.
I don't think it will need too much of an update.
Washed away among us.
And in terms of problem areas, I guess it's already been addressed in the current plans. If there's anything new,
It shouldn't need much.
My email and everything is on there, so
thanks.
Other than just looking at the emails and trying to keep the fires at bay, whatever that are created over the course of the whole plan or whatever. Anyway, it's just one of those things. Don't let it get suck you in too much. You know what I mean?
Because it can. More.
There's a lot of it that won't really apply to this town.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. She was just saying that we're at the lowest level of state matching right now. I think we're at 7.5%. We can get all the way up to 17.5%. So I mentioned that to my friend Bob. He said he would help me work, on getting that higher also.
Okay, not good.
Yeah. Anything you need to know besides that, or?
I guess I'll keep throwing out a lot of questions, so I'll just reach out.
Okay. Then come to the meeting and call Kent.
Okay.
And I'll be second o'clock Monday.
Maybe. Okay.
Good.
Yeah. My email's on there. If you need anything from me, I can get it back to you. So just basically, I want to know what type of equipment we have. And, you know.
Town officers.
That's so they can share equipment between towns if they have an emergency. If this one can't go anywhere and this one can,
right,
stuff like that. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Cool.
Anybody else? Any questions?
Any advice?
Don't let it get
just
you.
Keep it simple to start with. You know, I mean, like Kent said, don't feel like you have to address every line of the document because it can be a lot. You know,
don't be afraid to ignore some of the stuff because the state don't get carried away. They just
they like payback.
You know, I guess when I come up with the plan, it has to get approved by the select board.
Yeah. Yep.
Some of the things I was reading. Right?
Okay. Yep. Sounds good.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. That's it.
I'm good.
You're good. You're good.
Okay. Thank you guys. Thanks for meeting everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Take care. Yeah. Have a good one. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you.
Yeah.
And Kent, you pretty much forwarded me everything I already have so far, right, to start working on?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. I'll make an appointment, I guess, with Alyssa. Probably the best thing to do is go meet with her.
For what?
Alyssa Sabetto.
She's a professional. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Help get started with that.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank
you.
Have a good night.
Bye.
There's a lottery tonight. We're trying to get Steve to do that, won't we?
Yeah, smart. But he's doing the important thing. He's doing the party.
That's right. What priorities?
That's right.
Town Forest and Rick Area Trails. You need to do anything on that?
No, I talked with Bob today. He wanted a copy of the Mylar that showed the actual easement for the National Forest down through there, because they want to look at that. Yeah. I think it's next meeting. It's when, or is it September? I don't remember. It's left for minutes.
Oh, when they're coming back to us, yeah. I don't know when that was either.
Bob will take care. Yeah. He'll let me know. So, anyway.
Let's get after the party.
Okay, so is everybody ready? September 7th, Saturday. We have got everything in order. I've gone over things. I've touched back to the porta potties. We're going to do one single and then a double handicap. Or a handicap.
Yeah.
And that should be. Is that good with everybody?
I shouldn't invite Seth too much.
Yep. As far as the tents, we're going to have 2 20-by-40 tents. Sidewall, decoration lights. We're going to do 200-foot stringers. We're going to do 2 20-foot tent lights for everybody that can't see as good as others. Dance floor, 12-by-12. We have chairs. We've got 8-foot tables, so we've got 150 chairs and tables coming for
awesome
150 people total. Right. Set up and take down, total for all of that is $32,1465. Do you need a copy of this?
I don't. Maybe Kent will want it for the record.
Allison will be the one.
Yeah.
Do you know when they're planning on starting to set some of that stuff
up? So he said they're going to probably do it Friday. Friday afternoon.
Yep.
Okay. I was going to say, I think somebody wanted to use the ball field on the 1st.
Oh, yeah.
September 1st.
Yeah.
So we're going to be there the 7th.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was the 7th. I just didn't know how
far. What time are we thinking of kicking the party off?
So that was my question to you guys. You thinking 1 or 2?
How much beer are we going to have?
Totally up to you. I was going to say, we should start in the morning.
Well, we're going to be doing the pig, so we're going to So
I don't know. I mean, it's nice to get late at 3.
Like noon, 1 o'clock. If people want to come and...
I started earlier.
Yeah. Because by that time, it's going to be getting dark by 7:30, 8 o'clock, or 7 o'clock. 7:30 now is pretty dark, so it'll be probably... Yeah.
So like noon to one ish, you know, or whatever when anybody gets there.
Make sure you get the guy supposed to pay more.
Yeah. And then are we gonna still do two pigs, or do you want to do one pig? So you're about 90 pounds, and you're gonna get, well, for your party we did, your last party. Yeah, that was one 90-pound pig.
What?
How many people were at that?
That's a good question.
60 or 70, maybe?
Probably.
Well, who knows? I mean, if a shitload of people show up, I mean, it's hard to, you know.
Right.
So maybe we should buy some boxes of hot dogs and hamburgers. And
I think we're going to do that, too.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
We're going to have some of that for the kids.
Yeah,
what I was thinking. We're going, because that's what we discussed last time. I saved the paper that we had chatted.
And if you party for a long time, everybody's usually hungry again.
So. Yeah. we'll do hamburgers and hot dogs. I was thinking about going to like BJ's or something.
Sure.
Doing like chips and hot dogs, hamburgers.
Yeah.
Sure.
Buns and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Dan's got our big cooker, so we can use that.
Get some corn or something too.
Yeah, we're going to do corn. And then he's got fresh sausage. We had it at your party. I don't know if anybody else had it. But down in Hatfield Beef, they make fresh pork sausage.
Yeah, it'll be good. Yeah.
They do it down with that Polish place too, and
Pekarski's there.
Yes, they do on the corner.
Pekarski or something.
Yeah.
So.
And I mean, if he needs to pick some of that up, I'm sure Allison could get him the credit card. You know, I mean, we pick up things with it from time to time if we don't have an account. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you can talk to her, but if that's easier than you laying out for it and her reimbursing you. I don't think it really matters to her, but you can talk to Allison about it. She can, you know.
Yeah.
Be easy to put around the credit card.
Yeah, it is. It's just, and that way you don't have to. That way you don't have to tally it up and then get a check from her, and you're not laying out in your pocket.
Okay.
And then the card and get the receipt,
and then you're done.
And you're done.
Like cups, napkins, paper plates, sort of stuff. And then the only big thing that I'm going to do ASAP is invitations. I was going to get everyone's kind of opinion on an invitation, or you just want to keep it basic, or kind of go a little out on it?
I'd say basic.
Yeah,
I would say just a basic invitation.
Okay.
Mailing list.
Do we have
a town mailing list?
They probably have like a format, like from the town Christmas party.
Okay.
You know, I mean, Allison might be able to help you out with that. You know,
okay.
I mean.
Yeah, we can get that. Yeah, that should go out soon, because
that's been
short.
Yeah, it is. That's what I was going to jump on that this week and try to get it organized. And
I was going
to
say, because Candy's out for the next 3 weeks. She had surgery on her shoulder.
Shoulder replacement?
No, just a rotator cuff operation. I don't know what they did.
Because there might be, like, sometimes we invite a few extra people, like, to rehearsals, like, past sales. I was thinking about if Fuller's guys wants to come down.
It's going
to
be like this.
Yep.
You know,
yep, absolutely.
Like, Fuller's guys, if they want to come, if Tom and them want to come, he only has, like, a dozen employees, but and I doubt they would anyway, but it would be fun to just invite them.
Yeah.
Who's that?
I was going to say, like, at the Christmas party, we always invite like Pat Salo because he does stuff for the town.
Yeah.
I was going to throw it out to Fuller and his guys if they want to come down.
Yeah,
be kind of fun. I mean, I don't know if they would, but if him and Zach and the boys want to take a ride down, come on down.
Yeah,
they're a good bunch of guys.
I'm do some line striking on the way
home. I'll get you some. I'll help you with that too.
Okay.
You know, I mean, just if you got to stop here someday and talk to Allie, let me know and I'll meet with you. And if I can help you do some of that, I'll.
And do you want to do decorations? Do you want to do, like, any balloons or anything festive for it?
Nah, I don't think so.
Okay.
Instead of doing that, then you get cleaned up afterwards. And
true.
Are they doing any kind of a bouncy house or anything?
Yep, that was my next thing.
Oh, cool.
So we had talked last time about bouncy house. So we can do a basic square, like, basic bouncy house. And do a combination one with different things. Can do the obstacle course. So they all start.
So that's the Dan Boyd's company, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
They'll take care of you.
Yep.
He gives them bouncy houses away for nothing after the time.
Yeah. They're $450 for the basic. Yeah. And they just go up, like, the biggest obstacle course is 650.
Yeah.
That's huge. It's, you can hear them, that wall down there.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't think we need to be carried away, do we?
No.
Whatever. Just a little something for the kids.
Yeah, maybe the bouncy house would be good.
Bouncy house?
Yeah. That way, if there's little kids and stuff, it'll give them something to do.
And, yeah.
Okay.
I keep railing off.
And when somebody else gets drunk,
what about the big kids?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, that's right. Pop.
Tree lodge, though.
So we have lighting for inside. You said that the first power down there now?
Well, no, not down on the ball field.
Okay. So we'll need to figure out to get power down there, right?
Yeah, I mean, if we have to rent a generator from him. I have a small, quiet generator, too, like
so,
a 3500.
So I have two of them.
Yeah, and I have a 3500, and if Dan thinks he needs to bring one or whatever,
okay.
You know.
Well, I wasn't sure for, like, the lights outside and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like the bouncy, or inside the tent.
Yeah, there's not a ton of pull on those, but we can bring a few of them down, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, and so sodas and water and all that will do it for
yeah.
DJs.
Yeah.
So, any, I mean.
I got those three really? Coffin coolers.
Hey, Chris, can you pass me?
Yep.
I'll put it in a minute.
Any other questions? Just kind of put, I'll put something together this week for the invitation to bring it over.
That's cool. And I got, like I said, I got those three big coolers, and if Grayson can take them down and fill them.
Yes.
You know, at his dad's, yep. You know, he's done that before.
Yep, that's a great idea.
No, I have three of them. I don't have four of them. I got three of them.
So I think we're in good shape for everything. I called the guy about the pigs on Friday.
Sweet.
He just said, you know, give him a 2 week.
So are we going to do two? Is that the...
That's what I told him we're going to do two.
If there's some left over, people can take it home.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then hamburgers and hot dogs, we'll just get like a rough idea of how many we need when we go down and pick them up and see what's like...
And then is there like salads or any other stuff?
That's what we were talking last time. If you want to do like a macaroni salad, potato salad sort of stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
Both macaroni and pasta salad.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Who would you do it through?
I don't know. I was wondering.
Maybe Dan and Lisa?
That's what I was saying.
Yeah. They know what to do.
Yeah.
She does that a lot now.
Yeah, they do a good job.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be fun. Dan and Lisa Gilbo over at Tony's. Cool. They've done a few parties and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Be good. It'll be a good time.
Yeah, it should be. It's a big band.
Yeah, that was the other thing, too, about music. Did you want to find somebody or just kind of put some music
together? Well, Aerosmith retired.
AC/DC would be fun. But.
Yeah.
Take care of that. You can tell the Swifts are going to cancel a bunch of
Yeah, you want to get crazy or get some Metallica?
I don't know. What.
There you go.
There we go.
I don't know.
If you're going to dance well, you're going to have music.
Would the boys do some strumming and humming, you think?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Have to go over, stop over and see him. Yeah. Wouldn't be a bad idea to pull BJ and see if they're interested.
Now, BJ's are good because they can play on anything you want. If you get one
now. Or whatever. Yeah, if you can get one now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
It's pretty short notice.
It's wedding season, so.
Yeah.
Like DJs. You know, they...
It must be at the end of the year for a certain thing, and others are picking up because
everybody
right in that spot after the holiday, they're like, "Yeah, everything's open," or things are available.
Mm-hmm.
So, kids are going back to school, so everybody's all the partying and all that kind of stuff is pretty much done.
Labor Day's over.
The birthday parties, and just kind
of Labor Day went over.
Bennington, right? He was pretty good. Both times. Is it Cody's wedding, and he was at?
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was at Jake's too, right?
And Jake's birthday party, I think. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll reach out to I'll reach out to Cody.
Yeah.
Cool.
Do we have some idea on the total cost of this thing yet?
So it's gonna be slashed in half because we were gonna do a big tent. We're going to do 30 by 60 or 40 by 80 times 2. Everything was times 2. So it was 69.25. So probably, I'm guessing, around 4 and change. Well, it's going to be more than that. Yeah, it's probably going to be about 4 and change. Because the tent stuff and pick up and take down and all of that stuff is going to be $3,200.
And then whatever there is for food.
Yeah, and by the time you get to the pigs, they're 300 each.
How big is this tent now?
There's going to be two of them, 20 by 40. Yeah.
40 by 80, basically.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
Yeah. And then the size and all the lights.
It'll be a good time.
It'll be fun.
Yep. Yeah. Something we wanted to do for a long time.
Yeah, no, it'll be fun. It'll be a good time.
Well, last one we did was that, what, 250th anniversary one? Over Stratton?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was over Stratton. Yeah. That was kind of a combination.
But this will be fun. Way if people want to play softball or do something, they can.
Yeah.
Was that before or after the one we did?
About the pig. Spot down there that we want to set up. That was my
question, too. I guess probably the, we, like, when Chris and Devin had their wedding there, they did it on the end of the field closest to the road.
Okay.
You know, there's a big area there. And if you want to meet me someday, you know, we can go down and kind of scope it out a little bit.
Yeah.
The if Dan gets there on Friday, just tell him to bring a couple of wrenches because we don't put padlocks through those gates anymore. Right. We just use a bolt with a lock nut so you can't turn it off by hand. Because the padlocks are hard during the winter because they're down low and they're in the snow.
Yeah.
So we just do it that way.
Okay.
But if you have a free few minutes someday, text me and I'll meet you down there. We can kind of scope it out.
Okay.
And then he can open it up and I don't know. If it's staying dry, he should be able to back out there pretty. Some years you wouldn't want to try to back across that ditch because it gets pretty soft. But but this year might not be too bad where that little bit of a swale is, you know, but.
Well, if it went out to where the roadway is, he could back on the drive on.
We'll scope it out. We'll look at it.
Because there's a little culvert under it.
Because there's a big area there.
Yeah.
You know, so anywhere that's going to be best for him and wherever his cookers are going to go and all that, you know, however that lends itself.
Perfect.
But, yeah.
It'd probably be easier for him if he went that way, then he could cook on that end over there and have his vehicle close by. And,
we're going to do probably one pig on Friday night. And then we're going to do the other one Saturday.
Awesome.
Unless we find a second cooker.
Yeah.
So we may cook it heat, like maybe here in the parking lot out back or something, or there, then put it in the fridge.
Sure.
Here. So then we'll just reheat it on the pans.
Yeah.
And bring it out.
That works.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, let me go look at the.
How about,
using that over there that day?
Let me see. How about trash cans and stuff?
That's a good one.
Do we need some?
Yes.
All right. Why don't between what we have at the garage and we could use a couple new ones down in the garage. Some of ours are getting pretty beat, so I'll buy a few new ones and I'll get some drum liners.
Okay.
And then we could do one of two things. We could either just park the one ton up there during the party.
Oh yeah.
Throw all the trash in it and then we'll just buggy lug it down that night. Either park it inside or throw it in the dumpster so the bears don't get in it. That's easy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, that's a good idea.
Yeah. I know we did Chris's wedding, we did it all the night of. I think Grayson and I made a bunch of trips back and forth.
Yeah.
But you don't want to leave it there because it'll be scattered all over the field. You know. That's easy. We can just leave the truck there. You know, park the truck and
we do have somebody coming in September 8th for the town hall. And I don't know if they want to set up on the 7th or not.
Okay.
It's Luke Bates.
Yep.
Luke and Tammy.
Sell them the leftover food, you can make some money on it.
Yeah, right. Make your party money back.
Yeah, no, that'll be fun.
Okay.
Be a good time.
Yeah. Definitely.
This is rain or shine down here, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Right.
Would you rather have another cooker?
If we could get one, that'd be great.
This guy I work with, he runs a bucket loader. He's in Massachusetts, but he has a cooker. He used to go around and do that thing for different people.
Oh, yeah. With
pigs and roasts and whatever anybody needed to cook.
Definitely be interested in that.
It's on a trailer, like? Or?
Yeah. Let me check with him tomorrow.
Okay.
If I can remember that far. Yeah, we'll do them both together at the same time.
Does Tim Snow still have one?
You don't have to cut it up and put it in pan.
He used to have something. Ralph used to do them or something.
Yeah.
I was going to invite Ralph, see if him and Helen want to come over. Yeah. It'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, he passed away.
He wasn't dying.
Yeah, I heard Tim passed away.
Timmy died.
Yeah. It's too bad.
Yeah, let me check with him and see if he'll drag it up there for us.
Okay.
He comes up every day where it sounds fit in the Baker.
Yeah, Ralph and Helen. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, I was thinking
that'd be a big help.
Yeah, let me ask him.
Okay.
We invite Pat Sailway, he might be able to bring a beaver or two.
Let me cut the tail off.
Beaver tail soup.
Yep. Oh, no. Oh, that's good.
Okay, anything else we need?
I don't think so. I think we pretty much nailed it all down.
Yeah. And, like, if you need some help or, like, if you want to get together with Allison and I someday, if there's anything we can help you go over.
Yep.
And if you're passing through somewhere, you come down, we'll meet you up there and we can kind of scope that out. You can really put it anywhere you want. There's nothing you can hit out there.
Right.
I mean, there's no need for dig safe or anything like that. Like, when Rob does his company party up in the parking lot, he always calls DigSafe because there's underground power up there, so they don't want to drive a stake through. But there's nothing down in that field, so there's nothing you're going to hurt down there.
So how about an address for there? The 802 bathrooms is looking for an address.
Just Old Town Road.
Old Town Road.
It's, Yeah, portable bodies was on trailer.
40.
Well, I asked 40 about trailer, but do you want them on the ground or do you want them on trailer?
That would make some difference.
Trailers are pretty expensive.
Yeah, probably cheaper to put them.
Yeah, so I did one as a handicap and one as just a normal.
The site is 40 Old
Town Road. We don't have
of course, if they bill anything, you know, it comes here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Great.
Awesome.
Yep, that's it.
Sounds like a plan.
Awesome, awesome.
Sweet.
As long as it all comes together.
Hope so.
That will.
Do you have a cooker for the corn?
Yep. It's got a cut keg that's all nice and stainless steel liner in it. You can do it 50 at a time or 100 at a time.
Does he, what does he need for propane?
Good question. I'll ask him.
Find out what he needs, and I think I might be able to get the propane.
Great.
Jeff's pretty good over at the plant. He's like, if you need anything done for the town, he said just bring it over and drop it off, put your name on it. He's pretty good about that.
Also, if you need a big grill, they've got a grill over there in the garage, the maintenance garage, like a 4 or 5 foot wide.
That's what he just got from the town of Dover. He just bought one. Town of Dover had a... I think it's like the length of this table.
Yeah. And nice.
They gave it to him.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay.
But, you know, let us know.
Yeah. Anything indeed, let somebody know. We'll scare it up or strum it up or do something.
Yeah, because we have like some small tanks and stuff, and I'm pretty sure that if I made the arrangement with Jeff, he'd fill them up.
Okay. That's great.
How many tanks is you?
Not usually too many. Actually, the only thing would be just that as propane because the cooker is electric.
Uh huh.
It just spins it.
Oh, yeah.
And then we just would cook with it.
Yeah.
So the only thing that would be propane would be the propane little grill for the corn.
What kind of wood does he need?
Just hardwood.
Okay. Because we could buck up a little wood for him. We got some dry wood up in the rec area.
Yeah, that's perfect. And it won't take much. To do your pig within, or like a quarter of a quarter.
We cut some trees up there, and we haven't bucked them up yet. They're over a year old. They've been on the ground for a year, so we'll just buck a few of them up and split them. And
yeah, that's great. Yep, get it hot.
Because we got to split some for the shed anyway. So,
oh, yeah, okay.
We'll do that.
Great. That'll work out good.
Get some place where it's dry. Dry.
Yeah. Yep. And the ranger's right there if he has to buggy load stuff for, you know,
yep.
If it is... hard to get something bigger on the field that can use the ranger.
They don't get real wet.
And if he needs some storage prior undercover, we can put stuff up in the garage.
Okay.
you know, I mean, if he wants to drop some stuff off there or whatever, we'll make some room up in the garage.
That's what we were thinking, maybe, like, tuck some stuff away the night before.
Yeah.
And then come early morning.
I'll give you a key.
Okay.
I'll give you a key to get in the garage. And I'm going to be around, too.
Yeah.
I'll be around that day.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
Oh, it'll be fun.
Be a good weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun time.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Yeah. No, that'll be cool.
That is all we need is Mother Nature to cooperate.
Yes. Yes. Well, hopefully. All right. Anybody got any questions? Or?
Cornhole boards, bring some.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I can bring my set. Raisin gun set, whatever.
Okay. Yeah,
ski?
No, I can pass on that.
Well, they all dissolved now.
Okay. Cool. I guess we're all set. Like I say, anything you need?
Okay.
Give somebody a shout.
Okay.
You'll be the likely one because he's around all the time.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm around during the day. So if you need something, just give me a shout.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. In the office?
Yeah.
Yep. Might just hang if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't have any tool parts. Yeah.
Property tax map. Tarbell, you ever put anything to see that?
Yeah.
Do you need a motion on that?
No, I don't think so, really. We need a motion.
We discussed it at the last meeting.
It was discussed last meeting, and the motion that came out for that was for Fisher to write up one. He did that. Now it's signed in, so I think we're set for it.
Okay, go through issues.
Oh, we got a bunch of stuff.
Of course.
I have the prices on the Ford chassis to replace the 550 we have now, and we need to get moving on that because we got to get it ordered. So we have it here in time for Viking to work on it next spring. So I got prices from Faith's Ford, and I got prices from G-Stone Motors up in Middlebury.
You say Faith's?
Faith's Ford in Westminster, and then G-Stone is in Middlebury. You can look at both of the prices. They're within $80 of each other. That's with our municipal discount. If you want my recommendation, I think G-Stone has a better service department than... I've been going back and forth with Faith's, and they can't seem to fix anything. Mm-hmm. They're nice guys, but I've been there like four different times for the same problem, and I think they just keep throwing parts at it. And I think one of these times, maybe they're... right part's going to hit, but when I had the truck appraised from G Stone, I called the service manager in advance and said, I'm bringing it up so Travis can appraise it for me. Would you mind just listening to this noise? And when I described it, he said, I think I know what it is, but I'll go out and listen to it. And they think they know what's wrong with it. And I think it's a fairly simple fit. We haven't paid anything at Faith's because it's all under warranty, but it's been like 6 weeks that we've been without it through this summer. So my recommendation, you guys can do what you want. Faith's is $80 cheaper, but I think G-Stone is a little bit further away, but we're not close to anything. So, right. If they have better service, that's good. Yeah. But here's the prices. If we do go with whichever one you choose, I just need a signature from probably you to get it coming. But I got a pretty good feel out of G-Stone's service department. And,
yeah. They've been around for a long time.
Yeah. I think they're a little more geared for trucks than...
Were they at Middlebury?
Yeah. It's about... We clocked it. It's about 25 minutes after Rutland, past Rutland. It's not too bad.
You're saying with Hummers, bro. They're still doing that.
The what?
Hummers.
They gave up their GM franchise. They're also a Dodge dealer. The other thing we have to think about is... he appraised our current truck at $50,000 right now, and he said, I'll buy it from you next summer, but we're going to have to revisit that figure because it's going to be like 9 months from now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he said, I really can't give you an accurate trade-in figure at this point. But he said, this is kind of what I think it's worth right now. And he said, if we, he said, we'll just talk next summer. There's another option with like Municibid and Auctions International too, where they'll come out, appraise it, they advertise it for you, and then it goes out to, like, bid. You put a reserve on it.
Yeah.
And Jay said they did want a Newfane that way, and it worked out. pretty well. So we can decide that when we get closer. And if you want to see the full spec coupe, I have the whole spec sheet here.
They're pretty close.
Yeah, I think they both print them off the same computer program because it's all the same options. And but I've got the actual.
That's fine.
You know, you can see the actual build sheet with all the different. Yeah. You know, it's. But I went through them and I think they're identical and I think that's why they're only $80 off. I don't know if one of them made a mistake in there or maybe one of them wants to make $80. I don't know. But the detailed spec is here. I asked him about, this will be a 2024. I asked him about if we should wait for a 25, and he said, I'm not sure that I would because he said, I don't even know when I can order them yet. And he said, if we order this one now, he said, it's probably going to be Christmas or maybe the first or second week of January. And he said, if they don't let us order until October, he said, I really don't know what to tell you on the 25s yet, and I don't want to get bumped out of Viking schedule because they have us in for next March. So it's getting harder to get a truck built than it is to figure out what the weather's doing because there's so few people doing it, it's so hard to get on their schedule. And then when you lose a slot, you go to the back of the line. So be nice to get rid of this one after 5 years and not be stuck with it another winter, you know, and you know, because we get bumped. So that's the only reason I'm pushing this now. I'm glad I did it now because I was almost going to wait another month or so. And then I was like, well, maybe I better start seeing what it's going to take. And then I found out there was a little more urgency in it than so. So whatever you guys think on that. Perfect. Thank you. I got another. I have another grant application to sign. This is so we can update our road erosion inventory by, I think it's 2027.
Road
but the
erosion.
Yeah, it's part of the MRTP stuff. We have to have make sure our roads are eroding. So that's just a little grant. We discussed a little bit more at the last meeting with Bobby about this thing with the Strat Mountain School and the signs. And I talked to Glenn at Northeast Municipal, and they do make the, and he recommended too, the same type of signs we use, but they're bright green. They're typically the color you use for that type of signage. So I think what we need to do is, I think we need to come up with some kind of a directive. I mean, Carson knows that they're going to buy them, but I think they're relying on us to tell them what we want. My opinion is, I think if they're going to leave the Strat Mountain School and come over here and bang a left and go down the Strat Arlington Road, they need a sign at each end of each road that says, like, caution, athletes training, or whatever. And they need to be responsible for placing them and picking them up, because I'm not going out every day that they want to go skiing.
We have, like, some kind of a contract.
Well, what I'm thinking is, if we have a directive that says whenever your athletes are training, and I think we got to toe some kind of a line with them on the size of their groups. The one day that I saw a group of about 28 of them, the girl that sat here in the meeting was riding a bike in the middle of a group laughing with all of them. So I don't think they really take us all that seriously. So I think something needs to be sent to them in writing that says, this, you know, if you want to use our road, this is what we expect. You know, we expect you to stick to it.
Something Bob should draw up for us or what?
I don't know. I
mean, one of those kids gets hit. I don't want it to be our fault,
but
it won't be. But
I think we ought to just, you know, he's willing to buy them.
It can't be.
No. He's willing to buy the signs. He was like, well, why don't you just buy them and I'll pay you guys for them? I was going to ask Allie how she feels about that, or if it's better to just have Glenn bill them. Because they're going to be the ones that are responsible for putting them up and taking them down. Yeah. I'd almost rather just hook him up with Glenn and say, Glenn, sell him these signs and get a check. I mean, I don't think the money's the issue. I mean, I think if we told Carson it's going to be $20,000 in signs, he'll buy them. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's not going to be that much.
Yeah.
But I think they need to have at least three sign packages.
If they want that, they can't complain about.
And just come up with some kind of a directive as to, you know, when you're using them, we expect the signs to be put up first and, you know, limit your groups to a maximum of six or whatever, you know.
And like, what kind of penalties would there be for them ignoring us again?
I don't know.
Okay, you know, like,
the verbal beating.
A monetary one usually gets their attention.
I don't know if you can. The deeper you get into this, the more you're going to get into calling attention to.
They'll just come out and go back to what you're doing.
I think you're pretty gory to.
Let me get the wrong side.
So just whatever you guys think on what we want to tell them, but. As far as like their rules.
Six in a group is plenty.
Separated by how far?
Well, I mean, a group should stay together.
Single file.
Well, no, but I think what he means is like if they've got five groups, do we want like 1,500 feet in between the groups or? Because when they're in a big group, it's a pain.
I mean, if you're 28 kids, I mean, that's a quarter mile long.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And it's hard to pass them, you know.
Yeah, if they're going uphill skate or something, forget it.
Yeah,
no chance.
Maybe you should have them write up what they think is acceptable and present it to the board here.
And, you know, you can say, well, you need to be 300 feet between groups.
I mean, nobody's going to measure it.
Nobody's going to measure it. And then the kids aren't going to get it. They're not going to say, well, this is 300 feet, so that's just right. So as far as giving a measurement,
I think the idea is just to be able for a car to get by and go back in. That should be common sense.
How much space you need to get a car in there.
Yeah.
Common sense, you say? That still exists.
Well, I know that. I think we ought to put that task on the school. That's my opinion.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can get together with him and kind of tell him what our thoughts are and just ask him to respond to it.
Draw something up, buy some signs, get back.
Yeah. All right. I'll talk to him.
Yeah.
Great.
Because it should be their policy.
Yeah.
It should be approved by
that. Something they should enforce.
We're going to be doing that testing on County Road next Wednesday, the boring with the engineer. So that's coming up.
We have rupees not around, so we get people testing.
Make you blow a gold medal circle right off the mat. I talked to the salt supplier today, and he said he thinks he's going to be able to hold the same price as last year. He said very close to that. So in the last couple of years, we haven't bid it out because Americans have been waiting until end of October, first part of November before they put the bid out. And then last year, they weren't bidding our area anyway. So is it all right for me to start ordering if he's close to last year's price?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Well, that's really about it for what I've got for you. We've been just doing a bunch of ditching and culverts and seeding and the guy up in Steve Goldfarb's old house is still upset about the speed of the cars going by his house, and he's going to sue us.
I'll send him an invitation.
I responded with an email that just said, it, you know, changing the speed limit isn't easy and it's probably not an option.
Kids out of the road, dude.
People
have houses on Route 100. He's going to go to the state and sue us?
I don't know. His attorney, I guess.
Good luck. I don't know how what he'd sue us for. There's nothing he can do.
Yeah.
Nothing we can do.
We're going to do about it. I mean, it is what it is. If you're worried about your kids,
right there?
35.
Yeah, because I'm usually going slower than that.
Yeah.
He's there, I will.
Yes.
No,
it's hard to know.
Yeah, but you got to solve for that cover anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
as far as anybody going 50 miles an hour, that's.
It seems funny that everybody runs him off the road. I run it from every day, and I've never got run off the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the majority of the time, I never see anybody at his house.
The worst place is on the corner by Pickman's old house. If you don't slow right down, they come flying around there.
Yeah.
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 They do go too fast.
Yeah. Yeah. But.
But yeah, you really gotta be ready for
being the biggest thing is with no speed enforcement, they're going to.
Well, yeah,
you know, I mean,
the state police.
Right. Right.
Yeah. But you put a cop on there, and every car that goes by, it flashes the lights, and this guy, they're all going slow when it comes to the cop.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Everybody does it.
Nah,
it was like that when they purchased. I mean, they changed there since then.
No, I think we just, as I can say, we just ignore it and wait for him to make the next move.
Yeah.
And do what you got to do, but we're not changing the speed.
Well,
right.
Not really ignoring it. I wouldn't say ignoring it. I'd say just not anything to be done, really.
Yeah.
The only thing you can do is pull on speed limit.
Yeah, I'm not going to change.
Does he mention what he wants it lowered to?
Yeah, what's that?
Did he say what he wants it lowered to?
He didn't.
And he wants something.
Those flashing signs are like anything that flashes is illegal. And I don't even know why they make them that way. The only thing you can really put on those electric signs is amber and the traveler's speed. Messages are technically illegal, like naughty and nice and all that stuff that they're putting on there. That's against the law. And I don't know why they're letting these towns
slow down.
That's against the law.
Is it really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know why they make these signs with such capability if all that's against the law.
Oh, I was going to say, because you see that on interstates.
Yeah, too fast.
All those directives on there. I don't know.
I don't understand it either, but I got this right from the Vermont's head of their traffic department the other day. I had a pretty good conversation, and he said, if you get into using those signs, be careful. He said, make sure you're putting the right stuff on them. And he said about the only thing that's legal, he said those strobes that blink on there, those are illegal. But I guess a lot of towns just choose to do it anyway. But he said the only thing that's really legal, it has to be in the color amber, and it can really only be the speed of the car going by.
Oh, got the blue lights on.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. I mean, but they're illegal.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why. I don't.
Well, it's distracting.
The strobe lights on cop cars when they got somebody pulled over are illegal too.
Yeah.
All you can do is see you get around that.
You can't.
Yeah.
Blinds
it. When you have to have that big of a light show for you, pulling out over speed. It's like
some of the good cops will shut their front bar off and just leave the rear bar on, you know, because most people are in the other lane anyway, you know. But
I got after the Windhall cops are sitting over there at the main entrance of Stratton, and they sit there on the wrong side of the road, facing back towards maintenance with their headlights and flashing.
Nice.
And I said, nobody can see. I said, you're on the hill and your lights are pointing up, no matter how low you've got them, they're pointing up. And I said, nobody can see. Well, that's the rule. I said, when we're parked or we're doing this, we have to have the light. I said, no, you don't. We had a little argument. I think I won because he stopped doing it.
And then,
what was he, a county Mallee or?
No, Windhall.
Windhall Police?
Windhall Police, yeah. Oh, he was kicking shut.
Yeah.
Oh, and they sealed the parking lot out here, as you probably
saw.
And I think he'll probably paint it soon. No, he'll probably be over to do that.
Yeah, so when the cones are up today, they did, I guess.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about it.
Cool.
It's all for me.
Okay. Town Hall requests. Ward Grove School Club wants the ball field on September 1st.
And we want it on September 7th.
And Wadsworth Company wants Town Hall on September 13th.
Busy place for the month of September.
Yeah.
All them dates free.
Is it really OSHA training?
What's that?
He does those OSHA 10 classes.
All these dates are free, right?
For his... Yeah. Employees.
Like once a year,
he's usually up there.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed?
Motion for
minutes, last meeting.
So moved.
I took that ocean down at Mary one time.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Into the rec area improvement. Did we make a date yet to hook up there?
I think we were waiting for everybody to get back from vacation,
yeah. And then we were going to pick a date and time.
Boomer all sitting around now, but he didn't want to jump into the fire on some of this other stuff, I think. Yeah, we had a BCA.
I thought there was some date. Was that not in this one? That's what I was thinking. We had a date set.
I don't know if it was in here.
August 26th.
Yeah. And then
at 6:30. Because it was early enough that it was going to still be a little bit light.
Okay.
Yeah. That's our next meeting. 6:30.
You can come to that movie on.
Yeah.
Add to the mayhem.
Any other business that may legally come before the board? Anybody have anything they want to discuss? Talk about? Turn around, kick around.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
So, let me see. Did you sign that one from G. Stone, or did you send
it? Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll get back to you.
All right. Yeah, I'll send it up to him tomorrow.
Okay. So you had a first adjourn?
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed.